Hey, good Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Slater Kinney has a new album due out August 16th. It's going to be called The Center Won't Hold. There's a brand new single that you can stream right now, though, called The Future Is Here, and you'll probably recognize some of the layered percussive keyboard sounds of one St. Vincent. Yes, Annie Clark produced the album for the Pacific Northwest iconic alt-rock trio of Corinne Tucker, Janet Wise, and Portlandia's Carrie Brownstein, who've been kicking out ferocious melodies and piercing vocals on and off since the mid-1990s. Carrie Brownstein says that, like most Slater Kinney records, there's some political overtones going on, but that the personal kind of rises to the top this time. Oh, Mr. PBS documentary man Ken Burns has another one coming out in September, and you're going to love this if you love country music. It simply is called Country Music. It's a 16-hour series which explores the history of 20th century country music, so obviously it's going to need an equally sprawling soundtrack. Legacy Recordings is going to put it out August 30th. It is called Country Music, a film by Ken Burns, the soundtrack, and it features all the usual suspects you would figure, including the Carter family and Johnny Cash, to George Jones, Emmylou Harris, Randy Travis, the Outlaw Guys, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, and Waylon Jennings, some Texas swing with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, of course, Dolly Parton, and even Texas troubadour Guy Clark. You're going to love it. Pretty definitive lineup. Again, due August the 30th. Well, good news, jazz fans. A long-lost Miles Davis recording is going to see the light of day. The jazz immortal started making an album in 1985 called Rubber Band after he left longtime label Columbia for Warner Brothers Records, but ultimately it was shelved and his debut for Columbia came out a year later. It was a completely different album, but it's been completed by the original team of producers and even features a new guest turn from singer Ledisi, so Rubber Band will be released in its entirety by Rhino Records in September. Some new old Miles. Well, he played on many, many hits, including Aretha's Respect and When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. He also penned the Box Tops' Cry Like a Baby with Dan Penn, among many other hits. Songwriter and Muscle Shoals session man organist Spooner Oldham has a birthday today, June 14th, as does Rod Argent of the Zombies. And that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Have a great weekend and rock on!